Hello, my girls. Welcome back to the podcast today. I have my beautiful, beautiful friend Ariadna here today. She is actually the founder of probably one of the most inspirational blogs I've ever read. It's called The Always Believer. She's just a blogger, an advocate, a content creator, as well as kind of a new businesswoman along with all of this. So I'll let her introduce herself a little bit and then we'll dive into today's topic, which is perfect for Ariadna. And that's how to really believe that you can make a difference and how to believe that you have the power to make a change in our world today. So thank you, Ariadna, so much for being on today.
Hi, darling. Hi. I'm super excited to be here. I mean, we've known each other for quite a bit. You were also on my podcast way at the beginning, all the way in January, and a million things have happened since then for both of us. So happy to be here, definitely.
I know. I kind of like that we like talked back then, and now we get to be on mine now, because like you said, there's so many things that have changed. Yeah. So
yeah, completely.
All about you. What's all going right. on?
So yes, I'm definitely the creator and the founder of The Always Believer. It did start as a blog about 7 years ago, and now it's translated, well, through everything and anything, from being a wellness coach to being a keynote speaker to do conferences and workshops and all these things throughout the years. Currently this year, my main focus was the podcast itself, of course. Every Wednesday I interviewed somebody much like you way back in January, and, you know, sharing stories about overcoming struggles and just spreading love, positivity, and words of wisdom, basically. I started a movement with this called Go to Fly, which is something that I'm very fond of. We do this. We actually, every single episode's called, it's Go to Fly Percents. Emily, for example, you know, and this July, the last day, July 31st, we're with 53 episodes. So it's been an incredible ride. And then starting from August onward for a few months, I don't know when season two will come, but we're going to have fresh content because we're going to have top creators, actors, directors, things like that. So in August, we have Brianna Salas from Team Kaylee, from Netflix's Team Kaylee, but talking, you know, behind the scenes about everything that she's been through and whatnot. What else? Oh, yeah, and then, of course, you can also see me through the Latina podcast, which is a whole different, it's different, but it's the same. It's the same essence of just sharing stories and talking about topics that are swept under the rug, mainly in the Latinx community. So there we definitely talk to directors and actresses and everything else I can think of right now. So we had Natalie Kelly, we had Jessica M. Garcia, we had specials. We had a special for Black Lives Matter, which is really important to us. And then my little two cents that I'm always going to throw my way. I started a mini project with my husband, mainly for him. He's a humongous horror fan. I am not. And he's a really good writer and he reads a million books per year, basically. So we started a podcast through there, all about horror, science fiction. So if you like that, then you can also find me there, King Poe Myers. But yeah, very busy, very happy with my new businesses, of course. Great things on the horizon for Latina. That's my biggest thing. And then with Always Believer, we have enough content that's new. That's why the season's wrapping up. So we can always have that sense of community and sharing stories.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, girl. Yeah, I would say you're busy.
Yes.
I would definitely say you've been busy. And to those listening, I will link absolutely everything Ariadna in the description of this, as well as you can find us on Instagram. So if you didn't catch kind of all of those different platforms that she's on, please do so. But I really love kind of then transitioning into what we're going to talk about today, which is how to believe that you can make a difference, right? Like with, I always hear so often that like, oh, social media is so saturated and social media is so, you know, take kind of already done with, already taken over. Like if you're not a big player, then, you know, what's kind of the point? And I would love to hear your opinion on that, because I feel like even what you just said and kind of introducing yourself, there's always room to hear more stories. There's always room to have new perspectives. Like your Latinx project, like that is incredible. It's needed. It wasn't already there before. And so I would just love to hear kind of what you think about hearing, you know, oh, it's already saturated. No one wants to hear my voice. There's already, I don't know, a billion podcasts. Like I have a very opposite, you know, approach to this. And I think that you would agree with me as well.
I know we definitely agree on this, because even the topic that you talk about, which is eating disorder, which we're going to talk with Brianna Salas, and I connected you both. I'm like, oh my God, you got to like follow Emily as well. So I told her all about you. With these kind of topics, or with any kind of topics, be yourself, and just go out there and do it. Because you're always going to have an audience. There are so many people in this world. You're always going to have somebody. It doesn't matter if you have 1,000 followers or 1,000,000 followers. The number right there for me is not that important, because people are like, oh my God, you've been doing so many years. You should have more and more hype and whatnot. I'm like, okay, that's great. I'm like working towards that, even though I'm doing like a bunch of things behind the scenes. So when those come out, I'll see that. But the people who are there, they comment, they share, they like, they do everything in the right power to like represent and support either the Always Believer or the Latinx, the Latina podcast, or even Kim Poe Myers, which is really just really new. So my take on that is you just have to start, because your voice is unique. Your voice is needed. The more of us that we are out there, the more we talk about eating disorders. I talk, especially in August, we have a special coming up apart from Brianna Salas. We have about consent coming on every Friday, and it talks about being sexually abused, something that I've also struggled. I went through that as well. And even though I'm a survivor, that's not my only definition of myself. That's a whole different side subject. But with that, more people need to talk about these kind of things and see that side. And then I'm also really, really lenient, or it's important to me, or like, I don't know, to show up as myself. I'm usually without any makeup, really hot and sweaty because it's summer and we don't have an AC. So like, it's just one of those stories that just me. What I also love about you, Emily, that I know we have in common, that we cry in our stories and we shed those tears, or we spread our message passionately, even if it's happy or if it's sad, because every single feeling is valid. So even though, of course, as always, I went on the side tracks of life, going back to your question, I do agree. I disagree with that comment rather than agree with you, in the sense of your voice is needed, and the more of us that we are here, the better. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, for last in this one, I guess, going back to Kim Poe Myers, my husband Dylan, he said it automatically. He's like, yeah, there's a really good, you know, horror podcasters and YouTubers, but we just want to be one more. And I'm like, there you go. That's exactly what it is. No matter what is your subject, it doesn't have to be so deep. You know?
No, I love it.
It can be your love for Disney, because I love Disney too. So why not?
It should be fun. I always say, like, if you're always worried about like, oh, the market is saturated, like, oh, I don't have 1,000,000 followers, like, oh, there's already people that talk about eating disorder recovery. But what I've noticed from myself is when I start to play that game in my mind, I'm doing things for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. Meaning that I'm going, oh, well, like, I don't have 1,000,000 followers, like, oh, well, I'm never gonna be that big, like, oh, but what I do isn't for me. Like, that's what I would say to someone who, you know, it is for me, but it isn't. What I mean by that is, like, I adore what I do. I find it fun. Whether I make money off of my blog, or whether I make money off of, I don't make money off my podcast. You know what I mean? I don't make any money off of it. I find it fun. And if I find it fun and it's benefiting people, then the numbers and the game doesn't really affect me. It's when I start to get insecure and I start to play that comparison game with myself, then I'm like, oh, what's the point? Like, oh, what's the point? Like, it's so saturated, it's blah, blah, blah. And then I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. I'm trying to like be this celebrity or whatever. And I think going on that, I've always talked about growing up, this is like really interesting to me to kind of look back on, is I've never been one of those people who was like really into celebrities. I just was never, and like some people totally are, I was never that person that like watched reality TV shows or like was obsessed with following like even influencers on Instagram. Like, I just wasn't that person. I like authenticity. I like people who I relate to. I like people who, yeah, I can connect with in real life. Not that celebrities are bad, but like, I like connection. And so for me to say like, oh, the market is so saturated, there's thousands of these really, really big accounts, I never resonated with the really big accounts. Like, I just always wanted to find someone who spoke the feelings that I was feeling, that shared the stories that would help me with what I was going through. Like, I just wanted a friend. That's like kind of what I see myself as. Like, I just wanted a friend. I didn't want like an idol. So to say that like this, the market is saturated or social media is saturated and what I have to say doesn't matter. I always say this to myself, is if I let myself get in the way from sharing something that I know will help someone and that I know that someone needs to hear, I'm doing them a disservice by like keeping myself small, by saying like, no, people are going to think I'm silly or stupid or whatever. Like, I remember when I first made my blog, I didn't publish it. So I was just like doing it for myself. And then I don't know if any of you use, I use Wix website and you can save your blog, but you cannot publish it. And for like 4 months, I was just saving it and not publishing it. Cause I was so scared. And then I did, I thought like, what an absolute shame if I'm the one that gets in the way from one human being going, holy shit, like this helped me so much. What a disservice to them.
I love that statement as well. Like, that's one of the main reasons I started. Like, hitting the publish button, I've done a lot of blog posts about it because, like, I know it's a terrifying thing. Not only through a blog post, but even a picture without, like, the typical person, like, oh, my God, I have no makeup and there's no filter. And I'm like, just hit the publish button. Mm-hmm. Most of my feed is that. And on purpose, like, oh, my God, look at me. It's like, no, kind of like, this is who I am. This is who you're going to – what you see, what you get, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that all dolled up as well, obviously so, but the realness, the rawness of what it is. And I resonate with that too. That's why I created The Always Believer under the name Always Believe. Well, Always Believe has a really deep meaning for me, but regardless of that for a quick second, it's always been The Always Believer community as a whole, because I'm The Always Believer, you're The Always Believer. And why I created that is because I felt alone most of my life through million gazillion hardships. Like if you go into theawaysbeliever.com and you see the about page or you hear the first episodes and even the episodes in general, I talk a lot about little stories here and there about my background. I was like, that's it. Like if I know I'm not alone because so many people were here with me at some point of life, let's see after all my healing how I can help others. So yeah, I don't care if it's just one person seeing that story. At least that person saw it. It resonated with them. And if you're on my feed, there's a reason why you're on my feed. I also get kind of annoyed when people are like, oh my God, I'm like, I got 10 unfollows today. And I'm like, that's okay. Those 10 people weren't meant to follow you. Those 10 people are living their best life somewhere else. Maybe they'll come back in the future. Who knows? Maybe they followed you for the wrong reasons. You know, maybe, who knows? But the people who do stay, focus on those. And the moment that your profile, your handle, your YouTube page, your blog, whatever hits big numbers, that's obviously wonderful as well, because of course you get even more recognition. But my biggest thing is like, remember the 10 people who followed you at the beginning, the 20 people that always comment, the people who always shared. Like, I feel like that's something, it's a heartbeat on the other line. Texting you, sharing you. It's not just the number. And for me, people who follow me, whatever platform, they know I take my time of day to respond to everything. Sometimes a little bit late. Sometimes I'm a week late. I must admit that. But usually I try to get to every single DM comment in general because you are a person. Mm-hmm. So it's that.
Yeah. That like hit it on the nail. I was going to say something that helps me for people listening who want to just like start, even like one of my really good girlfriends here in Boston recently started, and I'll tag her below. Her name's Sam. She recently started like an Instagram just for like her crafts and her art. And like, because she likes it, because it's really fun to her. And because she wants to share like her art and her creativity with the world. And my biggest, like, I guess I have two like huge things. One is what you just said, which is like, people are still people. Likes are still people. Followers are still people. And even if you have 100 followers, that's a lot of people. Like, that's a lot of people.
We just hit 100 for King Po Myers, and we just started that
it's
too.
It's a lot of people.
And I'm like,
looking at 100 people.
Exactly. Like,
It's a lot of people. And if you, this is like my biggest thing, is if you tie your worth about what you're doing to a number, you're going to always have to keep raising the number. Because I'll give like a very vulnerable, honest example for me. I remember when I started and I always said like, all I want to hit is 1,000 followers. Like, it's all I want. It's all I can think about. I want to hit 1,000 followers. And then I did. And the moment I did, I went, all I want to do is hit 1,500 followers. Right. And you play that game of like, okay, like all I want to do is this, that, and the other. And if you're trying to qualify what you're doing by numbers and not by people, not by, yeah, like how much of an impact you are making, even if 3 people read your post and connect to it, you're always going to feel like you fell short. Like, that's what I noticed, is when I lost sight of why I was doing this, I always was like, okay, yeah, I hit 2,000, now 3,000, right? And it lost the magic when you were trying to just kind of hit these like numerical numbers. And so focusing on just what you love to do, focusing on why you're doing what you're doing, And I think also remembering the silent reader or listener or whatever, because this is something that I swear to goodness, the universe always like slaps me in the face with as soon as I start to feel, I swear, like it's a theory of mine. The moment that I have a day, and we all have those days, I believe if you have 5 million listeners, you have those days where you go, what's the point of this? What am I doing? Where is this going? Like you have those moments of like, nothing's working or nothing seems to be, I don't know, growing, whatever. Whenever I have those days, I always get a message or an email or a DM from someone who I've never talked to before or connected to before, saying how much my content means to them, and I have never interacted with them. And we forget so often the silent reader. Like I read so many posts that resonate with me and I don't comment just because like I'm scrolling, or just because like maybe I watch someone's story and I'm like, that was so good. And I just keep going on with my day. It doesn't mean that it's invalid because you're not hearing the praise. And I think like that's so important to remember. And I swear I get slapped with it every single time I begin to be a drama queen. The universe is like, relax.
No, relax.
Like, literally relax and remember why you're doing this.
Exactly. I love those two things. One, remembering your why is super important. I always tell, it doesn't matter through the marketing business world, remember your why, but your personal inner self world. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why? Like, remember it and plast it on your manifestation board, on your vision board, on your laptop. It doesn't matter. Like, remember your why, because that is just your home, basically. And I feel like something super important, because we get caught up in numbers and we get caught up of kind of a competition. I mean, subconsciously, I do that sometimes. And I have to shake it off, like, oh my God, this person, like, we started at the same time, and look at her followers, and look at his, and look at whatever, you know? And you're like, well, just calm down, to each their own, and you are doing the best you can, and remember your why. And then exactly what you said, the silent follower, listener, they're there, they're always there, they might be too shy, they might just be, you know, like what you said, scrolling, and you kind of forget, and you're like, oh, that's okay, I love what I did on set that day, but I didn't comment because whatever, you know what I mean? So that's something super important to keep in mind, because they do pop up. I do love getting those. I love getting any message, of course, that's full of support. I'm like, oh my God, thank you for doing this, and thank you for doing that. And for me, technically speaking, for me, the Always Believer, I keep saying it's a community. And you know me well, you see that feed, and it's a community. You see thousands, well, not thousands just yet, but you see a lot of different faces of people who have participated, the people who have shared their stories, either through Go to Fly movement or just because anything else that came along our way, you know what I mean? And for me, that's the most important thing. And I told them, like, this is your story. Like, you're giving props to this person. This is Emily's story. Like, go follow her, you know what I mean? I'm just here as a platform so you get to find all these freaking amazing, incredible souls put together. And that's also a little bit different with me, because I like, that's my response, obviously, than just like my personal one. I literally started my personal one, I think, in May, and I've barely posted anything on. I'm barely there, but I took my way out of the Always Believer, because I'm like, okay, finally, they understand, people understand, like, this is a community. Yes, I'm the host, obviously, and I create the whole darn show, but in general. But yeah, so I created my personal one, and I understand that. But going back to the silent reader, and because it's true though. Like, I also try my bestest. So about like 80% of the time, which is still pretty high. So between 70 and 80, to comment those people. You know what I mean? Like what you just said. It's like, oh my God, like this resonated with me. I'm like, okay, even if it's just an emoji, I'm like, okay, here. Because I know it helps as well. And like, I'm here, I'm present. I you know, like when the teacher calls your name, present, kind of like here. So
because it does, like, whether we like it or not, with our subconscious it plays a little bit of a game of like, what am I doing, does this matter? And sometimes we just need that little oomph of like, it does matter, and it will come, exactly, from like a little emoji or a little message. Like, I think the biggest thing that I would tell anyone who wants to make a difference is to pretty much what Ariadna said, which is like, you do have a voice, you do have a purpose. If it's on your heart, just like anything else, there's a reason behind it. And then you just have to take action. As an anxious kind of like individual, and I know Ariadna can speak on this as well, the the hardest thing in the world, and I know this is like a famous quote or something, is to just start, because the paralyzation of, but my picture's not perfect and my wording isn't perfect. And my, I've only had my blog for a year now and I've revamped it 4 times. I'm working on it right now.
I believe you. I believe you.
You do it all the time. But had I not published it in the beginning, I would have nothing to revamp and have nothing to better and have nothing to go off of. Like I did it with my Instagram. I still do it a lot of the times where I go, I really want to post this, but like the photo isn't exactly perfect. Like my lighting looks whatever. And then I don't post it. And like, you just have to keep taking actions. The same thing happened when I started my YouTube channel. When I started my YouTube channel, I was like, I literally have no idea what I'm doing. I do not do like iMovie. I don't know how that works. I had just gotten a new camera and it probably took me 4 freaking weeks to just sit down and film. Like, and then filming took 20 minutes. Editing took about like 40 minutes. And I literally had it published within like 2 hours. And I was like, oh, great. But that's going to be your downfall. As someone who really wants to make a difference, like that fire is there for a reason. Make a difference. And you don't even have to start like your own business or your own whatever. Like whatever your calling is, do it. If you want to go volunteer, if you want to start your own nonprofit, if you want to partner with a company to whatever, like literally whatever it is, do it. But I can guarantee the downfall is going to be that paralyzation in the beginning. Be like, what am I doing? Who am I? Etc.
It's always good to sit down with yourself and know your why and who you are and just have like a little quick, you know, inner meeting basically. But definitely I spread that message a lot. Just start. And I also show much like I show myself a whole lot without any filters, without any makeup and things like that, because it's real. And I cry in quite a few of my episodes or get really teary. Not super like I'm crying the whole time by any means, but it's so special and so important. The message that's there, I get really real with you all. Same goes for anything. I show a lot behind the scenes. I'm doing everything from the top of my bed, and not only because it's quarantine, of course, but because my life circumstances, maybe because a little bit because of quarantine, who knows, a little bit, but the point being, doesn't allow me to have an office, doesn't allow me to have the best audio, the best sets, or the best connection by any means. I just started. I just bought, like you bought your camera, I just bought a really nice mic. It's right next to me as always. I always use it. I got it out of Amazon for my birthday, not my birthday, for Christmas. And some lights, and that's pretty much it. And believe me, I've talked to famous people, to stars through the Latina podcast. That's a whole different realm over there, because that's completely Hollywood. That is, watch out world, because we're ready. Once that's just the whole different, we have so many goodies coming from your way there. But point being, we started with this, and I will always tell people, like, it doesn't matter how messy you think it is, it's not. Like, you just have to start. And the other thing is, everyone starts from zero. Like, don't compare yourself, your day one, to somebody else's day 5,000, 6,000, or 2 million for that fact, if you know what I mean. Because it's like, you got to start now. Do I wish my audio were sometimes a bit better because of the internet? Yeah, of course. Do I wish that I could take a little bit better pictures? Not because of the lighting, but, you know, like the background, for example. Of course. But I'm like, if I don't post those, then what's the point of me doing what I'm doing? Basically, it's like you need content and you need to have fun. Like you said, I do like that you're repeating a lot with fun. And you remind me of your friend Sam, which is a lot about arts and crafts, for example. And I have plenty of friends like that, or plenty of, you know, profile of feed, what's called Instagrams that I follow. That's just for fun. It doesn't have to be a business. You're like, this is what sparks joy. You know, this is how Dylan started with King Poe Myers. Like, I love reading books. I love horror. Why don't we do something? And I'm like, here you go. Is it becoming business? Probably, knowing us. But regardless of that, it's still like, it's for fun. So I love that.
I love it. I love it too. I think it just makes you always aligned with like what you're doing, and you'll be surprised. I think your content or your mission or your like message will always be more not valuable, authentic, when you just know that you're just doing it because it brings you joy and you're having fun while doing it and you're wanting to share something. And yeah, I think that's so beautiful, is that everyone did start on ground zero. Like, I know so many millionaires who say, I can think of one girl off the top of my head. I watch her on YouTube and she talks about how, like, for the first year she made YouTube videos, she used her iPhone. Like, she would not buy a camera. She didn't even have a MacBook, like anything. And of course now, 2 years later, she has like 200,000 subscribers and she's grown and everything. And like, it just means that you just have to start. And you also, and this is like a huge tip that I use all the time, is look how far you've come. Mm-hmm. I look at some of my posts last year and I'm like, whoa, like, what are you saying? What is that photo? Like I said, like my blog, like my original blog, whoa. Like it wasn't professional. Whoa. I literally did it for fun. And so like, it's not going to look perfect, but looking back at how far you've come in a year, in like 6 months.
And still not judge yourself, because the 6 month version of you, the year version of you, is a whole different version. Yeah. Also, I know you were going with that sentence, wanted this so bad. First of all, you're definitely correct, but it's a whole different version of you. Like, I see a lot of people like, oh my God, I had to delete this. Like what you said, like, whoa, like I feel kind of like, oh, that was me. Like, yes, that was you, and that's okay. Whether you had more weight, less weight, whether you had more fans, less fans, wherever you knew where you were going or not, it doesn't matter. That was the version of you at that moment, and you also got to embrace that. And I feel like that's like a missing message as well. People like forget, and they're like, oh my God, I look so ugly. Oh my God, like that was so, I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine. That's what you knew best. And this same goes for today. I mean, I also, this is very me. Like, I decided, and I have decided for many, many years now, that I'm always going to try to be a better version of myself every day. That's a whole lot of inner work, inner healing, inner everything. So I know the version of me today is the best version. And in 1 year's time, it's going to be different because I make sure of that. So I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I also know a fellow YouTuber. She started many years ago in her parents' basement, in one of like, or basement or like garage, basically. She now has like millions of followers, top celebrity. She has her own late night talk show. And I followed her since day one. And I saw that growth day in, day that's out. So cool. And I love that hard work behind it. Yeah. That smart work. Because people don't see that either. And I make sure people see that. And I my Insta stories, if you follow me long enough, literally like, well, Emily can see me right now because it's our video. But if you go through the Insta stories or whatever, it's on top of my bed. It's literally everything's laid out. I'm like, this is what reality is. Mm-hmm. And not because I have 1,200 followers. There's this other Emmy winner celebrity that we're good friends with through the Latina podcast. And she's recording from her closet, especially right now for quarantine, but she's starting out like live. She's starting out like a whole bunch of new stuff. So like, I have to start from somewhere. And literally, it's my phone, and it's these lights for $20 on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Just start. So it doesn't matter. Like, we're telling you this with small accounts, but you can have a big account. Not everything is the way it seems. I link back to Brianna Salazar special in August, because she has millions of followers, and people are like, "Oh my God, you have the perfect life." And she's like, "No, not everything's how it seems. We all have had it difficult. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Even the big ones."
Yeah. And you're just as valuable. You're a human. Like, I talk all the time, like, you're not a body, you're not a number, you're not a social media page, you're just not. And so like, just remembering your humanity, remembering, you know, your spiritual side, like just remembering that, like, at the end of the day, you're so much more, whether you're huge or not, it's not as important as we all tend to fall into believing. And I think that would actually be my like, last piece of advice for someone who like wants to really make a difference. And Ariana will share hers, but my last piece of advice for someone who just really has a desire to like share their voice on anything, right? Even for fun, like we said, with crafts or whatever it may be, is that, and this is kind of like a double-ended sword, I guess, is that you have all the time in the world. Not to say that like you're supposed to be kind of lazy and like put it off. Like, not that. I think what I mean is that if you truly find your passion and you truly find your calling in life or what you want to do or what you're just like gung-ho about, you're not going to fail. something that I've told myself, like with my blog and my business, is like, if I still love it, then I'm going to always keep doing it, which means I'm always going to get better. I'm always going to learn more and grow more and change more. Like, if I don't, the only way you can fail at something that you really care about and something that you love is by just not doing it. I guess that was pretty much my message. It's like, if it's your calling, then it's your calling and life will find a way, and it can take as long as it pleases because it's your calling. That's a life purpose. It just doesn't have to all click in a week. It doesn't have to all make sense in a week. I started my blog as just a wellness blog. I never thought I would talk about eating disorder, literally ever. I started it as like a positivity mindset blog. Like, I really didn't even know what I was doing. I knew I just wanted to like share some things. And I truly never believed I would talk about food. And then, yeah, here I am a year later. Like, you just don't know. You just have to take the steps, but you have, I think, just a lot more time than you give yourself credit for. I tend to do the, like, if I don't have 5,000 followers by next week, I'm quitting. Like, I do that all the time. I'm like, then it's not working. Like, you have so much more time. So just like, more than anything, focus on yourself, focus on your why, focus on your passion, and always aligning with your purpose that day. Everything else will fall into place. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Of course. I feel like also what we're saying a little bit is quality before quantity. Mm. If the quality's there, I mean, at the end of the day, apart from the fact that we're more than just a social media page, without a doubt, we're people, you're going to your favorite restaurant because of quality, not because 1,000 people go there every day. You know what I mean? Like, well, at least we hope so. Or you're going to watch that movie because you really love it. Doesn't matter that 1,000 people don't love that movie, but you do because of the quality behind it. So like, compare yourself, not compare yourself, but like, it's kind of the same. Quality over quantity any single day, because then the message is clear, the vision is clear. Allow yourself time to grow. Allow yourself time to pause, to rest, to cry, to be happy, and to take your wins. I think you got to give yourself grace. And one of our most recent interviews with, once again, Latina podcast, it was with Elizabeth Acevedo. And she's a writer. She's phenomenal. Her episode comes out August 14th. And she was saying that, like, oh my God, I get this question all the time. Like, what did you do? What were your steps? And she said, it's like, my blueprint is mine. Like, this is not just because I don't want to share, but it's because this is the way my path went. The reason that I started my blog, so I was, well, apart from, I won't say I was sexually abused, but I was in a place that I knew that I wanted to help other people with that topic and much more. I came from a really bad family. You know, like, there's so many life situations that allowed me to start there, turning into me more motivational and positive after years of therapy. So that's my blueprint as well. You can get things from it. You get things from yours, Emily, of course, and your favorite YouTuber and your next door neighbor. But the blueprint is yours. And I love how she said that, because it's like, you're right at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So take your time. Don't rush. And this goes for a person that I only have, quote unquote, 1,200 followers. And every time I say I only have 1,200 followers, I have either Dylan or a friend, someone be like, what are you doing today?
And then I was going to interrupt you.
There you go. See? I'm like, but you have people who are constant. My podcast episodes reach 1,000 people per episode. Just because I don't see a big number on my Instagram page does not mean there's more stuff going behind the scenes. And that's something else you got to consider as well, that like, numbers are numbers and they're great, especially if you're going into business and whatnot. But as if you just start today as someone who wants to make that difference, be your best self. Start. Just go. The world needs your voice. We've all been there. And I feel like with Emily's and my feed and the community, we are as real can come, because we are very similar there. And I'm okay sharing my emotions regardless if I have 1,200 followers or a million, do you know?
No, so, totally. Like, if you have that itch, it's there for a reason. I've always said
it's
that.
There.
Like,
I love how you said the calling. Yeah. The calling is yours. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you never know what's going to bring. Like, because I would never thought of having a podcast 7 years ago, then here I am, sorry, and I have three. And one of those is turning into a whole thing in Hollywood, which I can't wait to tell you at some point of life. But regardless, like, you just, if I didn't believe in myself, if I really didn't say, hey, give yourself a shot, none of this would have happened. Mm-hmm. And here we go. So like, and that's, you know, what you said, it's your calling. If it's there, it's there. whatever they may be, and they can easily change so you can find yourself along the way.
No, totally. Yeah. I love that. Cause it is, cause if it's your calling, like pretty much to wrap everything that Ariadna just said is that you're an individual, you're unique. Therefore your story, your path, your voice is also going to be unique. And I just love, I know I was going to say, I was going to shut up, but I love sharing this little like tidbit of not like something that I've really adopted myself is you can find people online who became famous overnight. You can find people online who really never hit a million followers, right? But they became the person that their community needed them to be. And that's really all you're in control of. Like that's something that's so hard for me sometimes is to realize that I have to keep growing, that I have to actually keep getting better, that I have to keep doing my mental health work and my soul work and all of these things. And that's so much more valuable than getting a more expensive camera, because you're your brand when you have a mission or a message online. And so just sticking to your guns, really understanding that your path will unfold the way it needs to. Like I've had past failures, even with my blog, I've had past failures or past opportunities that kind of slipped by. I could share, I applied to be a speaker last year for this organization that travels around and speaks on college campuses. And I applied and I was like, I'm going to get it. I like made it to the final round. I was like, this is it. This is what I have to do. Like blah, blah, blah. And I didn't get it. And I was devastated. And looking back now, I wasn't ready for that. That's something else too, is I think the universe, the world, God, spirit, whatever you want to believe in, is going to give you exactly what you need, but when you're ready for it. And so things can pass you by and it can take longer than you think it did, or you can update your blog 18 times like I probably will until it's perfect, whatever. But that's the point. That's the point, is the process is the point. The end goal isn't the point. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that little nugget too, is like, it will happen when you're ready. People have different times that are ready. Like that's exactly really all that like it needs to be. So
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Because that's exactly what we were saying. Just, it takes your time. It's divine timing. It's the universe. Like I said, whatever, like you said, sorry, whatever you want to call it, it'll happen when it'll happen, because the universe will take care of you and will give you the things when you're ready. So definitely do that. But yeah,
I love it. Thank you so much, Ariadna, for being here. Like,
thank you for having me. Oh my gosh.
Anyone that's interested, obviously, at Ariadna and all of her projects, like I said, everything will be linked down below, and you can find us both on Instagram, probably mainly to get all of our links and everything. But if you're feeling just called to have a message, have a mission, make something, create something, creativity is so freeing. Like, just do it. Take that first action. Don't let your mind drama get in the way, because you will always have mind drama. So to say that things need to be perfect, or you need to be perfect to really share your voice, you'll never be quote unquote perfect. You'll never be perfectly ready to do so. So I really hope that we encouraged you guys to just get out there, share your voice, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.